debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Jay Moore is on the phone. Wow, Jay, sorry about the whole holding, buddy.
Well, that was nice. I liked right before you finished, I heard a dog yip in the background.
Yeah, there was a dog in the background. There was all kinds of parameters. Everybody was showing.
I thought maybe it was a Yorkie.
You and I both have Yorkies, by the way. Now, I know you've done a lot. I think I'm like your last radio show, and I know that you've done a bunch for the last couple of days, and I guarantee you have not heard any of that shit before.
No, I saved the best for last. Yeah. Bubba the Love Sponge and the Bubba Army. I welcome all of you on board.
I got to tell you, man, I've not really talked to you since I saw your stand-up deal, here in St. Pete. And I had Artie Lang on last week, as a matter of fact. And I was telling Artie, I was like, Artie, me and this guy kind of got off to the bad foot back in the day. And we were kind of adversarial. But he came in last year or earlier this year. And I went to his show, and the guy rocked it. And Artie's like, you know what, I haven't met that guy, but I'd like to. And he said he had a lot of respect for your work, Artie did.
Oh, good. Well, Artie's one of the best there is, so.
Anyway, I liked your show, man. I loved your show. I kind of turned into a little bit of a Jay Moore mark a little bit. I'm kind of like, marking out to you a little bit.
I like that you introduced me. I thought that was cool. You went out and did a nice tight 25 minutes. What's your name, where you're from? Gave out the, usually when you, I'm kidding, of course, to the listeners, but right. Usually when you go into a town and a radio guy goes on stage, they just don't know how to talk, so they give out, like, fucking bumper stickers and t-shirts and go, hey, look at the tits on this chick right here. And then that's how they kill like 5 minutes before they bring you up. Bubba, you walked out with like complete ease and authority and just
there's the me and then of course you got good friends Opie and Anthony and you got some other, Cowhead. You got some good guys that can wing it pretty damn good on stage, and that's why we do pretty good. And there's a bunch of fucking hacks that do 9 records an hour and the morning nut hut shit, and you know how's your boy Jimmy Rome doing?
I don't know. I guest hosted a couple weeks ago and I had a blast guest hosting, but it's kind of like our relationship is set up, so if I'm in, it's because he's way out. Do you know what I mean? Like, when he goes on vacation, he goes on vacation. Like, he doesn't
He goes deep. Or, he goes deep.
Yeah, and he goes way deep in the basement. He doesn't like, tell me what he wants, or I just do it, and we're like ships passing in the night. So I'm guessing he's doing really good.
How did
you? What I like is, you know, I like that you got this guy on the phone that's going to drive. Where is he? Where was that guy going to drive from?
He's going to drive. Him and his band are going to drive from, like, Ontario and drive all the way down here and play on our stage for free.
What's more rock and roll than that?
Yeah, I will. And they're semi-pro wrestlers as well. So, yeah, you know, we have a small budget around here and shit.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll be flipping through the channels, and I'll catch, like, Greater Ohio, you know, wrestling, or, you know, Ring of Honor and, like, the minor league stuff. I love it so much. Like
The old AWA shit from Vern Gagne.
Like, right now, the guys that are, like, really grinding out a living in, like, bars and stuff. Like, you see, like, Brutal Bob Evans in, like, a gymnasium in Berea, Ohio, and you're like, this is what it's all about, man. This is hardcore.
Jay Moore on the phone. Now, Jay, I think that you got, like, a new app or some kind of shit going on. What do you got?
My podcast has a new app on your iPhone, and Android people seem to have a problem with it lately, so we got to fix that. I think you got to go to, like, an Android app store. Anyway, but if you got an iPhone, you go just type in More Stories, and you can get the app for my podcast right there on your phone, and it's really good. Basically, it's free. You get my podcast on your phone when you're driving around. It's completely free. And that's the only thing it is an app for your phone. It really doesn't do you any good other than being able to listen to my podcast. And you help me out pushing the app.
Now let me ask you a question. How many podcast shows do you do, you know, on the average per week from your garage, by the way?
Every Monday and Friday. Right now, the one that is up came out yesterday. It's Jay Leno. No one ever asked Jay Leno about comedy, so I went to the Tonight Show after one of the shows. And, I mean, the guy used to open for Miles Davis, and I was like, no one's ever interviewed this guy. That's a big tune. Let me bring him in. And I just asked him. He said yes. So that was cool. And he said fuck, which surprised me.
Right.
Just to hear Jay Leno swear is pretty bizarre.
Man, that guy has made some money, has he not? God.
He had a great thing he said to me. He goes, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm not the funniest guy in the room, but I will grind you down to a nub, and I will outlast you. When you go to do drugs, when you go out with your buddies drinking, when you got to step out of line to call your wife, when you leave to take a piss, I'm going to take one step forward, and that's how I've approached my whole career. I was like, Jesus.
Is he married? Is he married?
Yeah, he's married to Mavis, is his wife's name.
Married to who?
Mavis.
Mavis.
M-A-V. That's also the name of the computer when you used to play Scrabble on PlayStation.
How's your wife doing, Nikki? How's she doing? And I think your little guy, I think your guy turned one, like, in May, didn't he?
Yeah, and Meredith Daniel. He is going to be probably a pro wrestler. He's like 30 pounds, and he can do chin-ups on the table. He's like a freak of nature. Never seen anything like it. He's a good guy, and let me tell you, that baby can take a punch, because I laid him out the other night with everything I had. And he didn't even blink. And then I went to the headbutt, and then, you know what, no one really can, you know, you slip the guillotine in, doesn't matter how little space between your chin and your shoulders, that everyone eventually succumbs to the guillotine. So when I fight the baby, I got to get to the ground quick.
You got to go to the ground and pound right to the kid, huh? Not a good.
I don't even want to pound, because I don't want him catching my arms and he'll bite him.
Now, how about your wife? She got anything? She working on anything right now, or are you just out there hitting the road?
She's writing a show. We're doing a show together for TV Land. It's a little sitcom they picked up called Brothers-in-Law, where I'm like the brother that doesn't really try, and the other guy's like a super uptight guy. My wife's on the writing staff of that, but like for real, not like Shelby Chong, like just walking around bothering everybody. Like, she actually is a super writer. She wrote like 3 chapters in my book. No wonder my parents drank. Here, check this out, Bubba. I'm sleeping on an airplane from New York to L.A. I was doing Gary Unmarried. I was doing a movie. I think I was doing Street Kings at the time. I had to write the book, and I was doing a full stand-up schedule. I wake up on the airplane, and she hands me my notebook out of my backpack, and it's full, and it's 3 chapters. The introduction chapter in my book, I forget the other chapter, and the 3rd chapter was a whole chapter about being a step-parent. And I go, what's this? She goes, for your book. I go, why did you just, I mean, Bubba, it was like 100 pages, handwritten. I go, why did you write all this? She goes, well, I can't fucking be Gary, and I can't go out and do stand-up. You seem to have a lot of shit on your plate, so here's what I can help with. And everything that she wrote is exactly what's in the book.
Which just accentuates just, you know, the reason why you're doing good is if finally you got somebody to bust some ass and it's your wife and, you know, you don't have some lazy gold digging bitch up in a house. She acts like somebody that's trying to, you know, trying to contribute a little bit.
She's not a gold digger. She has more money than me.
No, I'm trying to say that's not what you, that's not what you have.
No, I know.
A lot of us get you know, get hemmed up on that deal.
No, that's what the first marriage is for.
No, that's what you get that one out of the way, and then
yeah,
and then
you get your dress rehearsal done.
How's Open Anthony doing? How are they doing?
They're good. I think they only got like a couple months left on their deal.
Oh, you know, I feel sorry for them because it's, you know, I think it is. It's October, and they get fucked. Not only them, but anybody over there gets held up for ransom down to the fucking 11th hour every year, or however many years it takes, everybody does, and it's just it's horrible. It's
that
fucking horrible.
Does your business over there?
It's I don't know why every town, whether it's ONA, whether it's Howard's and struggles with management right now, whether it's what they're doing to Scotty Farrell, everybody gets
the management
My guy Manson does the best Scotty Farrell. Manson, can you do a Scotty Farrell?
No, I'm pretty. My voice is pretty ragged out.
Can you even try?
Here we go. Yeah, we got Jay Moore on the phone. He's doing comedy. He's doing movies. He's doing books. He's doing fucking everything. The guy's a fucking maniac filling in for Rome J. Moore. Shake it up.
That was good. It sounded like a cross between Harry Firestein and Bobby Kelly.
But, you know, I got to tell you, everybody over there, and hey, we're not, no bones about it. We'd love to come back, but everybody over there has a constant struggle with their deal. Why can't they
because they don't have any money. They're hemorrhaging cash. They give it all, you know, I think the stock is like a $2 or $1.
I mean, but it used to be fun. No, they're actually doing well. They're actually cash flowing pretty damn good right now. They really are. I mean, they try to tell ONA and they try to tell everybody they're fucking hemorrhaging money. Meanwhile, the executives are, you know, doing $35 million stock options. That's the fucking
problem. Let me tell you how dysfunctional a company it can be at times. I got a new car and they asked me if I wanted SiriusXM in my car. And I said, yeah, because I wanted to listen to ONA, Ron and Fez. And
you know, Ron and Fez, both Tampa boys. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, Ron and Ron.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's two channels I give a shit about on the entire thing, and that's the Opie and Anthony, I think it's just called the Opie and Anthony channel, and Major League Baseball, for fantasy baseball, so I can listen to my pitchers while I'm driving around. That's all I care about. I get in the Range Rover, two channels out of the whole fucking slate of programming are missing from the program dial. Like,
yeah,
it goes from 1 to, like, 400, and I call them, whatever you can say.
And you got to do well because they're going to tic-tac you on with, like, if it was a Sirius unit, then you got to get, like, the best of the superstar Willie fucking XM fucking Eclipse package in order to get those particular. I mean, you know, they're like for an extra $69.95 one-time fee and then, like, $9.95 a month for a 55-year deal.
Something happened where they could not possibly upgrade any packages. Oh, I did upgrade to where I am now without those two channels. So when I got the upgrade, it got me up to, with the exception of the two channels. I call SiriusXM. I bitched about it on Twitter. A guy from Sirius, whose name I forget, was nice enough to tweet back. He called me. He sends me a free sub to put in my car. Okay, now follow this. The sub he sends me, you know, the little portable unit you put up in your car.
Yeah, meanwhile, you got to fucking add tic-tac that son of a bitch onto a brand new, you know, $80,000 fucking Range Rover.
And I have Sirius already in my fucking car.
Custom.
Try to explain to somebody from Bangladesh that you're hooking up Sirius XM radio to your car, but it's already in my car, but I'm only missing two channels. So if you can figure out how to activate this, but make sure I only have the Opie and Anthony channel in Major League. And they're like, what the fuck is Major League Baseball? Like, they don't even know what's happening.
Who's your team? Who's your team? Angels?
Dodgers.
Dodgers are your team.
Go Azul! Love the Dodgers.
Brent, how good the Dodgers this year? Brent, how good the Dodgers?
Dodgers are pretty good this year.
Yeah, they
looks like they're going to win the West.
Looks like Evan Longoria's coming back tonight. Did you know that, Jay?
You know, if he gets hotter than shit, they can make a real run out of it.
I got to tell you, man, I was watching something a couple nights ago, and they went through the time that Evan's been gone with his bat and his glove, and they're like, they one-run games and extra-inning games, and they think that the Rays have lost between 9 and 12 games that he would have made a difference.
That makes sense to me. I mean, the pitching's there. I don't know why nobody goes to those games because it's a really great product. Just the pitching alone with Price and Shields and Hellickson. I don't know why guys, people, or gals don't go to Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, because they put it in the fucking, I mean, first of all, the facility is nice once you get inside. It's just getting there. But they put it right in St. Petersburg, which has the average demographic of about 84. And then they put it right on the coastline, so you have no westward direction except, you know, the fucking ocean to draw from. So now you've already, you know, regulated on down to three directions in the oldest skewing county, which, by the way, where you performed was about 3 minutes from the stadium.
Yeah, and so say they, no more. Yeah, Jesus.
I mean, should they should have put it like where Ray J, where the Bucks play, or where the Lightning play, or something like that, and been able to draw from, you know, the most populated county, which is Hillsborough, which is Tampa, and not the oldest skewing county, which is fucking Pinellas County. A bunch of idiots.
So how does Pinellas County win the bid to build a stadium there?
I think that they just built a stadium, and the Rays had nowhere else to play, and they kind of won by default because, Brent, the stadium was around for like 10 years before they even got the Rays, right?
That's true. It was
like for monster truck shit and, you know, just dumb shit.
Well, they were supposed to get the White Sox and the Giants, and that both fell through. So, yeah, the stadium was already there.
Meanwhile, Joe Maddon, I got to tell you, man, Joe Maddon, you know, an old Mike Socia protege, is probably one of the best managers in baseball.
Absolutely, and he takes men's one-a-day health vitamins.
Well, I got to tell you.
I see commercials on TV. And then I took those vitamins, and they constipated the hell out of me and turned my poop black.
They turned it into coal?
Yeah, like I've never been constipated. If anything, I've always had a bit of a loose stool. I hope that guy's still jerking off during this conversation. I've always had a bit of a loose stool because I drink so much coffee, but I take that men's one a day. Woo!
Now, what was
work to do.
What's it like when you do, did you do the Kevin, and did you go in studio with Kevin Bean, or did you just?
Yeah, I went in studio, yeah, and I was there for about an hour.
How was that? How are those guys? I never met them, but I, you know, I know they've
fun.
Done well.
They like you. They do a lot of stuff, like with the fans, like they put on shows and concerts, like the Weenie Roast, Acoustic Christmas, April Foolishness.
I know they're loaded.
They're really nice to me.
I know they're fucking loaded, aren't they?
And they don't, it seems that way, but they don't, it's weird, because they have not syndicated. You would think that they would be a natural hand-in-glove business fit for them to syndicate, but I think the powers that be just like having a whale in Los Angeles. Like, this is the great white whale. No one touch it.
Yeah, we had that problem in Tampa.
Yeah, they don't want you syndicated west.
Well, we're syndicated a little bit, but not much. Not near like we should. But, you know, hey, that's every radio personality is always bitching about that, you know? I mean.
And the suits will always tell you, like, well, once you syndicate, you know, they'd really much rather have local guys. Like, no, they wouldn't.
I tell you what we need to do. And you know what? You might be able, and boy, you know, Manson, I might catch a lot of shit for this as a sellout. But I really, truly feel this way. Well, on radio,
we all need to sell out at the same
time. No, here's what we need to do.
You go, hold on real quick. When you go see the Rolling Stones, it says Budweiser bigger than the Rolling Stones on the fucking ticket.
Right, right. You got into a whole big thing about Pearl Jam on that deal, didn't you? When you said,
hey, all right. I'm Eddie Vedder. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. There's no advertising whatsoever.
Here, you can be the guy. You can be the liaison. Here's what needs to happen in the industry.
Okay.
You need to get Opie and Anthony, myself, and Howard to all fucking sit down and say, enough of this bullshit, and let's get together and do our own radio network. Fuck, Howard can do mornings, Opie and Anthony can do afternoons, I'll do middays, I don't give a fuck, and then sprinkle in guys like you and others for nights and things like that. Do it on the internet. That's where everything's going, Jay. That's where you are now. That's where we are now. That's where ONA need to be. That's where Howard's going in 3.5 years.
How am I going to fucking get in touch with Howard? You're the guy with
no,
Howard.
No, I know. Too. I'll bring Howard. You bring ONA. Right.
Howard hates me.
No, I'll get. Listen, motherfucker, I'll get it done. You get.
All right, motherfucker.
You bridge that motherfucking gap between ONA. I'll bridge the motherfucking gap between Stern. We'll all come together. We'll fucking have a summit. And we'll.
Where does Tracy Morgan go?
I don't know. You tell me where Tracy Morgan goes.
I would like to do overnight to get everybody pregnant.
Well, see, Tracy, what you don't realize is there is no rules on internet radio, so you can say anything you want. You can truly be Tracy Morgan.
So you're telling me I could even say vagina.
You can say anything you want. Anything.
Because I like discharge.
Now, why
I like discharge.
Now, why does Howard hate you, Jay? Just because of your alliance with ONA?
I guess so. I don't think I've said anything bad about the guy, but there's like a couple of YouTubes floating around of him just saying weird shit like...
Well, he hated me, too. I mean, he told me one... Brent, remember one time he said, I don't want to be in the same industry as a Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah, he did say that.
There's a video that someone, a fan, put up on Twitter. It's on YouTube of Howard explaining how he doesn't want to have me on I think for my first book.
How have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Saturday Night Live broadcasting for airtime, and he said, let me tell you something about Jay Mohr. I know things about Jay Mohr that'll end his career.
He says that about everybody.
And I was listening to it laughing like, I don't know anything about me that can end my career other than I used to be a real asshole.
You know what, though? Don't you agree, though? You know, you and I had a fucking rocky start, and we both are in different places now. I really think that you're pretty talented. I like you. I think you're a great guy. I hope that you've bridged that gap between me and O&A. But don't you think that, first of all, you know the industry is headed towards the internet. We're probably a little bit ahead of the game, probably 2 to 3 years ahead of the game. But, I mean, you know damn well that that's where everything's headed. And why not get the most talented people to get rid of any type of problems they have and fucking create a fortress that can't be fucked with. And we all make money.
Hey, bro, I would love that. You know what? Everyone comes to Fake Mustache Studios. We call it Howard Stern's Fake Mustache Studios.
Yeah, whatever. We could call it, I don't even give a fuck if we call it Howard Online or O&A Online. Manson, do you agree? That's what the industry needs, because there's about 5 or 6 guys that can make a difference in radio. We're one of them. O&A are one of them. Howard's one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, do you agree, though?
That's all that's left.
Yeah, me or Manson.
I mean, Jay, you do a lot of radio, and, you know, there's Ron and Fez are one of them. Cowhead's one of them.
My podcast, I mean, you're exactly correct. My podcast gets 250,000 downloads each time it's on. That's twice a week I get 250,000 people downloading. That's downloading. That's not just hitting play at your desk. So that, and those are hard numbers. And that's where with the internet, we got to figure out a way to get the corporations to come on board and shake the tree and let it rain money.
You monetize that through...
Right, the numbers are concrete, unlike radio and unlike television. It's snowman. These are 250,000 documented iTunes downloads.
It's tangible data that you can prove. It's not this fucking wasteland of you know, what demographic. It's provable.
What does the Super Bowl get in the Nielsen ratings around? Do you know, Manson? Anybody align on that?
They get about 105 million people watch it.
I was looking for a number of the Nielsen box. I want to take down the Nielsen system because let's say it gets like a 40 rating.
Yeah, that's what they do. About a 35 to a 45 share.
All right, but when was the last time you ever watched it alone?
Never.
You're always watching it with nine other people. They're not accounted for, just that one Nielsen box is.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you something.
I'm with you.
And here's the deal. You could, with FTP and all the technology now, you could literally... Fuck Temple Pilots. If you didn't even want to do, I mean, let's say, you know, you were on, you know, let's say, this is the dream. Manson, help me out. There's the dream lineup, okay? Howard in the morning.
Yeah.
Opie and Anthony or Bubba in middays, and then the other team takes the afternoon, so it doesn't matter, right? I mean, Manson, we don't give a fuck, right?
No.
Middays, afternoons. If O&A want afternoons, we'll take middays. If they want middays, we'll take afternoons. It's fucking their choice. Then nights, put Ron and Fez, right? Jay Moore. And then for the overnight feature, you plug in a Jay Moore, you plug in like a Joe Rogan, you know, Adam Carolla, you know, you do all that sort of deal on the overnights and then any other type of fill-in type deal. I mean, Jay, you have it all buttoned up at that point, and I mean the numbers would be astronomical.
It's pretty tight what you're saying right now. It's just the line that you just said made me feel like that guy that was on the phone earlier beating it off.
I mean, Brent, tell me about that. Howard in the morning. Our show, let's just say our show in the middays, Open Anthony in afternoons, or vice versa. Ron and Fez at night, you know, and do the old school 6 to 10 shit, you know. So then you'll do like a 10 to 2 guy. 10 to 2 could be an intermingling of, you know, three different guys, a Jay Moore.
10 to 2, I'm on the West Coast, so I could actually do late.
Yeah, Jay Moore, you know, and but you with that you do, because you're on the road and shit, Jay, you give two or three shows. You give an Adam Carolla two or three shows because you guys are doing other shit.
Yeah.
And you throw that in there, and then the overnights could be either the best of O&A a couple times a week, the best of Howard a couple times a week, the best of whomever a couple times a week. And then the weekends, you can do specialty shows or one-off things, whether you throw what's our guy from Boston that does podcasting as well?
Bill Burr.
No, Brent.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Yeah, Fitz.
Greg Fitzsimmons. Yeah, he does it from Los Angeles now.
Yeah,
though.
Fitz Dog. You know, Fitz Dog's a big podcaster as well. Do you got heat with him, Jay? Are you cool with him?
Yeah, we're really good friends.
Yeah, I love Fitz Dog. I mean, God, that would
me and him just were in San Francisco at different clubs, and we went out to lunch. I did his podcast from his hotel room. Then we went out to lunch in Chinatown, and we sat in the Chinese restaurant. No one was in it, and we sat next to that fucking fish tank that's at like Chinese restaurants. And halfway through our meal, like, we just were looking at these nasty fucking fish with, like, mold on their gills and shit. We put on our fucking forks and had to leave. We're like, we both looked at, and we were, like, bummed. Like, the fish were depressed. We just looked at each other like, we got to get out of here. This is disgusting.
Jay Moore on the phone. And Manson, nobody has the infrastructure already built except us.
True.
We have it built. I mean, you know, Jay, we already have it built, radioio.com. We got, you know, 74 fucking channels, 7 Bubba channels. I mean, we have it built. Relabel it. Call it fucking O&A, virus.com, howards.com. It doesn't matter. I mean, we got it built. We're ready. It's plug and play. It's fucking plug and play.
What did you say, radio what.com?
Radioio.com. That's where we are right now.
I saw someone tweeting that.
Yeah, radioio.com. So I mean,
today when I was saying I was coming on, or someone you tweeted that I was coming on, someone retweeted it and then it said radio.
You know, I'd like to, you know, with O&A going through their deal, Jay, could you reach out to Opie and see if he?
I texted him, but he has he changed his number. That'll all get fine.
Tell him to get a hold of me, Jay. I'd like to talk.
I
to
will,
him.
And I did. Just so you know, last.
And he probably told you to fuck. He probably told you to fuck off.
No, you got a different number. Like, yeah, you know, sometimes you got to shake the fleas.
Well, you called the fucking show, so you know how to call, talk to him. Come on, Jay Moore.
Brother, I'm telling you, I've done it once. I'll do it again.
Jim Rome,
I'm giving you my word.
Jim Rome came to me the first time I met Jim Rome, which I love. I'm a huge Jim Rome fan. And
what is up? That's classic.
Brent, what year was the Super Bowl in Tampa? The fucking shitty Phoenix versus the fucking Pittsburgh. What year is it?
I think that was 2009.
Yeah. So Jim's down here, right?
Oh yeah,
and when he was in the middle of his contract with Premier, I was on Sirius XM with Howard, and I was getting on the air, and I didn't even know Jim at this point, Jay. I'd never met him. First time I met him was down here, and I was getting on the air, and I was like, listen, man, we need – satellite radio doesn't need the Martha Stewarts and the fucking Oprah Winfreys. We need radio guys like Neil Bortz and Rush Limbaugh and fucking Jim Rome. We need Jim Rome. I'm telling you, we need the Jim Rome. And so Jim comes to me and goes, Bubba Love Sponge, I don't know you, but you got me about an extra $250K by blowing my name in there at fucking Scared Premier all to death. So I guess I got him more money when I was saying that on the air.
She said, break some bread, brother. Give me a taste.
Man, give me a taste. Give me a fucking, take me down to Charlie's and get me a steak or something.
I like when Peyton Manning signed his huge deal with the Indianapolis Colts. They interviewed Edgerrin James to get his thoughts on it. He was thinking about holding out that year, and he goes, hey, let's not stop breaking bread now. Let's not stop breaking bread.
How do you think Peyton's going to do in Denver?
I think he'll be perfectly fine. I think he'll throw about 62%. I think it'll be just a Peyton. Here's what no one realizes. He's going to be on the field handing the ball off a lot more than he ever has, because he's never played with a defense like that before. He's never had a team that'll get him 10 points off turnovers every week. That defense is ridiculous.
What do you think about Boomer talking shit about Tebow?
I mean, that's his job. I mean, right now we're talking about Boomer, right?
Well, that's a great point. You know what? You're right on that.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had it mapped out for Tim Tebow. If I was Rex Ryan, opening kickoff, Tim Tebow's my gunner. And I have that kid go down the fucking field and de-cleat somebody, whether he makes the tackle or not. You know, special teams is a man's game. And you just let Tim Tebow run down and fucking blow somebody
up. I mean, the motherfucker's he's as big as a linebacker.
Exactly. And when you do that, when he jumps off that field, he gets up the ground but runs off that field, he's going to get a standing ovation at the Meadowlands. And anybody that ever had shit to say about Tim Tebow is going to go, damn, I don't know he could do it like that. I think they should put him in the fucking safety and run the 64 old Buddy Ryan defense.
Yeah.
Let him just play center field.
I mean, he's as tough as
Eric Smith. He's faster than every fucking safety the Jets have. He outran all of them to win a game by himself.
I mean, he's tougher than a John Lynch ever thought about being.
I don't know about that. Come on, I ain't talking about John Lynch.
I wasn't a big John Lynch fan. I really wasn't. I really wasn't a big John Lynch fan, to be honest.
You know, you guys got your work cut out for you with Greg Schiano as the head coach. I don't know,
motherfucker, I am not a Bucks fan. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, buddy. That's where the fuck
like,
I am.
Like, all right. Like, hold Greg on. Schiano.
Go, Pack, go!
I think the Packers, I don't know how much they really bettered themselves in free agency, but I think they shored up their offensive line a little bit. And the running game should be a tad better with the Starks. And, I know that they got the kid from New Orleans that sits out for a couple games. And they're putting Woodson.
We still got Ryan Grant up there, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's, you know,
look,
he's
suspect.
The Packers
are one of the only teams in the NFL, I think the Texans are the other, that could be better, two games better by doing nothing but putting on ice packs and ace bandages.
They're putting Woodson back to safety. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, they're putting Woodson back to safety. They got that one kid that was the one corner that was tweaked up last year's back. So the Packers should be better. I think the Lions are going to be better this year.
Yeah, another team that just has to be healthy to be better. And that kid Fairley just can't keep his fucking dick out of the oscillating fan. He just keeps getting hurt. What is he, from Auburn? Fairley, the defensive tackle for the Lions?
Who's your team? Who's your NFL team? Obviously the Dodgers.
I'm a Jets fan.
You're a fucking Jet. Okay, so, you have a little
bit. It's going to get bad before it gets worse, but not because of the schemes and not because of Tim Tebow, but just for the very sake of the matter is, the very truth of the Jets is that the best player on the team on both sides of the football winds up 15 yards away at corner, and the rest of the team are average to above-average NFL football players. That's it.
Brent, you agree on that?
Entire linebacking core and an entire defensive line, and they all grade out at fucking B.
I completely agree with that analysis. That's true.
Just Bart Scott and fucking Brian Thomas. David Harris is really good, but one fucking good guy on that. I mean, if you're going to run a 3-4, you got to have maniacs in that 4. You got to have
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews. You got to have some lunatics going sideline to sideline.
Urlacher.
Don't have it. And then the Jets draft, real shitty. They passed on Courtney Upshaw to take a defensive end for a 3-4. You got five down linemen, you idiots. You can only play three at a time. What the fuck's going on in that front office? Do I have to fix everything around here?
Urlacher still got it, or is he getting a little long in the tooth?
He's getting long in the tooth, but he still got it. Shit, Ray Lewis is in his 16th year, and I'd take him over fucking anybody.
Ray Lewis is the baddest motherfucker. He'll kill you. I mean, he's the baddest motherfucker ever. Lakeland, Florida, by the way. Ray Lewis will kill you.
But I'll say this. He's a man of God now. That's what I'm saying on the record.
He's a man. What's that mean? You're a man of God now. You just got another
way. I just don't want him ringing my doorbell.
No, I don't want him ringing my doorbell either, because that's a bad motherfucker. That is a bad
He's probably, him and Ed Reed, probably the highest football IQs, not in a quarterback, that I've seen in football in my life.
What about college? Who you liking on college? I mean,
I don't really have a college team. I mean, I almost went to Rutgers. My whole family went to Rutgers, but you can't root for anybody in the Big East because it's terrible. It's like minor league football. So I guess, I really just love SEC football.
How about my Fighting Irish? Are they going to be anything this year, you think?
I think it'll be okay. I do. But you know what?
Schedule's
too
tough.
I don't know what it is about Notre Dame that, a kid from my high school, Cal Calabrese, has been a linebacker for the Fighting Irish.
My buddy Tim Collins is the, is the video guy there. Been there like 23 years. Love that
you
guy.
You should go to a game up there. They have a really hard schedule this year, though. That's the tough part for Notre Dame.
They play everybody. USC.
Well, that's what you get when you're are they independent this year?
Still are, yeah.
USC, bunch of fucking cheaters out there, buddy. Tell you that right now.
Hey, so you're a Notre Dame. How did you become a Notre Dame guy?
I'm from Warsaw, Indiana, right by Fort Wayne. Grew up about 40 miles from the campus.
Fuck yeah. Good thing you're for Indiana football.
Well, there's nothing going on in Indiana football. I mean, IU hasn't had a team ever.
It's unbelievable. I remember one year, I think it was like 95.
They had that Bill Mallory.
And the entire team was freshmen. And I thought, in a couple years, it'll be really good. Nope, they were bad seniors, too.
Well, IU always starts out. They had that Bill Mallory there for a few years. IU always starts out like 6-1, and then they start getting into their Big Ten schedule, and they'll drop like 6 in a row.
I would get fired up every year because Rutgers will start like 3-0. But then whoever does their schedule doesn't do them any favors because they'll play like Norfolk State. They'll play like Cutstown. They'll play like an actual Division II school, and then like their fourth game will be against Cincinnati, and they lose by 40. Like, because you can't just step up like that. That's why I like the SEC every week.
Oh, the fucking SEC!
It is a fucking brawl every week. I love it, man.
My sister is in the studio, Tara. She's kind of part of the show. Tara, you went to Purdue. Did they ever have a good team when you were there?
No, Drew Brees was there. He was right after.
But I mean, they've never been a national champion.
What about Dustin Keller? He's my biological father.
Who?
Dustin Keller.
He's your biological father, Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, Dustin Keller. Tony Gwynn Jr., his biological father is Mike Schmidt.
Have they ever, Brent, didn't Roger Staubach? No, he didn't go there.
He played for Navy.
He went to Navy.
He was a seaman.
Who else went to the fucking, who else played?
Roger Staubach loved seamen.
Bob Greasy.
Yeah, Bob Greasy was runner-up for the Heisman in 66.
Yeah, Bob Greasy went to.
Bob Greasy loved seamen also.
I was there when Mike Allstott was there.
You tried to fuck you?
Yeah,
retard.
Mike Allstott loves seamen.
Yeah, he does.
Tracy Morgan, Mike Allstott actually sounds dumber than you do when you talk to him on the phone.
Yeah, it's a good thing I get paid by what I say is dumb. I got a fallopian tube for a belt.
Jay Moore on the phone. He's got a now. Jay, where do they go get your app at? Where do they go?
I guess
go
if you're
iTunes?
On an iPhone, you can just type in more stories. If not, you can just go down. If you subscribe, if the Bubba Army really wants to help out, if you go to iTunes or Stitcher, however you want to get it, just type in more stories. But the real key is to hit that subscribe button. That's how iTunes ranks us, is with new subscriptions. So I'm ranked 10th in the right now.
No, it's more stories spelled like
your power of the Bubba Army. MOHR.
MOHR stories, and that's his app. And then hit the subscribe button and Hulk him up on the fucking ranking, and then he'll come on the show a lot and be a cool motherfucker. And him and I won't hate each other.
I'm trying to get everybody pregnant. I got Norman Powell pregnant.
Well, he'll come, and we want to be a bunch of little bitches for 4 or 5 or 8 years and hate each other when really we kind of like each other.
It's a man's game. It's a man's game.
Well, get that fucking bridge built between me and O&A.
When we hang up, I'm going to text. I give you my word.
I mean, don't you think?
I texted last time, too. I just texted the wrong number.
Manson, I'm a businessman, and I'm trying to be forward-thinking here, and we all need to come off our high horse and join forces and build something that nobody else could emulate because content is king, and we all have it.
Good luck with that.
Look.
Manson, quit fucking shitting on my deal. I'm trying my hardest.
Manson, the men are talking.
So what else you got going on before I let you go?
Manson's a fucking big kid. I don't want to make Manson mad.
Manson's not the big one around here. Which one?
He's thinking of Spice.
Yeah, he's thinking of Spice, yeah.
Spice has got that killing in his... He's a Clay Matthews face. Like, you just look at him like, he'll kill you.
Who did I have with him? No, I had somebody with me.
Tarek.
No,
my husband met him.
It was Tarek and... Oh, it was Jimmy Clevis.
Jimmy Clevis. That's who he's thinking of.
Yeah, Jimmy Clevis, the big Greek guy I had with me. Yeah.
Yeah, Bubba came to my show at that giant theater that the fucking Rolling Stones couldn't fill.
Right.
And you had like a crew of all manly men. you guys should have been like the bow of a fucking ship.
How about the promoter coming to you and asking for a break, and you said, I loved it, I saw it. Manson, the promoter comes up, you know, it's a little light, and it's a Thursday night. I mean, fuck, first of all, Jay, I thought it was a pretty good house. I thought it was about, what, $1,500? I thought it was okay.
Yeah, but it seats $2,500.
So anyway, Manson, you know, the fucking schmarmy-ass, slick promoter comes up, probably losing his ass, but Jay's money's guaranteed, and he goes, hey, are you going to cut me a little bit of break, you know, a little light and tickets? And Jay goes, well, let me ask you a question. If I would have fucking sold this place out, were you going to offer me a bonus?
Oh, I love it.
And the guy fucking walked away.
He really said that?
No, I saw Jay do it firsthand. I go, Jay, you're the fucking man. I'm going to use that. I swear to God I am.
That's the best.
It's true, too. Like, this is, you know, like when players hold out on their contracts, it's like, bro, when you signed that contract, you were happy as shit. Like when a player holds it, like Darrell Revis, like you were happy as fuck when you signed that contract. So when you booked me here at this theater, you thought that shit was airtight. So, I mean, when you signed that contract, you were happy about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have signed it because it's a business.
And
because we're in fucking St. Pete and the Rays can't even sell tickets,
right.
I don't know.
Can't even. Just because you were in St. Pete.
I could have been down in T-Boy City, man, holding it down.
Yeah, or at least a venue that was more conducive to a sellout, like a 1,500-seater that you could have sold out, not a 2,500 that, you know. We can't even sell out the Rays when the Red Sox and the Yankees come. So, I mean, like, you know, come on. On a Thursday night.
Fuck. I love it down there, man. I fucking love Florida. I'm a Jersey guy. We love Florida. That's our Hawaii. Florida is Jersey's Hawaii.
Yeah, like Donnie Brasco. It's white trash Hawaii. That's exactly
no kidding.
Exactly what it is.
Pinch of salt. That's all you got to do. Put a punch of salt. Remember his wife goes, you mean a pinch. Who said pinch? I said punch. Put a punch of salt in there. One of the best chefs of men.
Jay, more stories wherever you go get your iTunes and your apps and what have not, and make sure you hit the subscribe button. Jay,
yeah,
text
Thanks
me.
For the time, Bob. I'm going to text right when we hang up.
You're a fucking liar.
Listen to me carefully.
You're going
when
back
I
to
hang
bed.
Up this phone, I am going to go back to bed.
Right.
But right when I hang up this phone, I'm texting him. The moment I hang up, I'm texting Opie, and then I'm going back to bed. I'm not going back to bed, then texting Opie. I'm hanging up, texting Opie.
I love how meticulous you are on your word, my friend. And
I'm giving you my fucking word, man.
I'm giving you my fucking word. I'd love to put all this together, my friend. And
my buddy.
Hey, I'll talk to you soon.
Bubba's Army, more stories. I'm batting fucking 10th. I can't crack the fucking lineup. Come on.
Let's
that's unacceptable.
Let's get you to 5th, bud. Tonight. Today.
Yeah.
Good luck
See
with
you,
the 5th. Bye now. Bye.